the payments I'll look at Wednesday.
Right. I guess the only, I just don't remember there being a reimbursement for travel of $150 per hour. That includes mileage, tolls, and time.
I do remember the travel part. Because I remember.
Is that per person, or is that?
Maybe we need that clarified. But I remember thinking it was rather.
Do you have up with this on Wednesday? We will be here?
Yes.
Move to table agreement between Taney County and Stewart Consulting Incorporated to Wednesday?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are busy this morning. It's a county business. Just wanted to let you know we've got a pre-construction conference for the roundabout on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at our offices there in Branson. So we should know more about their schedule for, you know, that project plus. Obviously, it ties right into the bridge, so we'll find out more about the bridge schedule, too, hopefully on that Wednesday meeting. I have been told that part of the bridge demolition, whenever we get the new bridge fully operational and hooked in, we've got to demo the old bridge, and the concrete deck has to be removed. They don't let us drop that into the lake, and so it has to be removed by the contractor prior to the demolition of the truss structure. And the contractor is planning on, right now at least, planning on taking those slabs, breaking them up because we don't allow them to put rebar in the fill, and actually incorporating the crushed concrete into the fill for the roundabout. So that was kind of interesting.
So the contractor that built the new bridge, mm-hmm. he also will do the demolition
yes.
of the old one?
Yes. Yeah, it's all within. Now, he probably... I don't know if he has a specialty contractor that actually does the, when they do the trusses, so they actually have to do the demolition where they do the explosives and drop the truss. That may be a specialty firm, I don't know. But the actual removal of the concrete driving surface, yeah, that'll be done by the contractor.
And the pre-construction meeting, so the contractor's been chosen to do the roundabout?
Yeah, same contractor.
Same contractor.
So that contract was awarded just a few months after we awarded the bridge, and we kind of expected that Lehman would be competitive on the roundabout, and they were. So that worked out well because that'll make coordination much easier. So, but that's that. We're getting ready to start work on the last of those three bridges on 76 and, Eastern Taney County. Beaver Creek should be open by the end of the month, hopefully. I know they've got a pretty narrow envelope there to get that done. Most of the work is done, but it's all subcontract work at the end where they put the walls on the bridge, and then they have to tie the guardrail to the walls. And so I think they're down to those last two measures. The asphalt subcontractor was in last week and actually did all the wedging and everything that was needed to do to bring the new roadway up to the height of the new bridge. So, and then we put in the bypass, the temporary bypass that'll be in place for working on the last bridge, the Caney Creek Bridge. And so that work will, on that bridge will start fairly soon. But we've got all... be done with all three of those fairly quickly, hopefully, so I can get that done. The overlay projects that we did this summer, T, O, and Y, or this spring, I don't even think of it. I believe all we had left on those was striping. I haven't been out to drive them to see if our crews have been out yet to stripe them, but that will actually be done by our forces. Everything else is done by the contractor. So that's coming up.
On that,
Yes.
On Y, you might want to look. there's one spot where it's like they just missed a dip in it. It's right by 1335 Y Highway.
Uh-huh.
If you look, it's where it's your pavement is going like this, and then it's just like it's scooped out right there. Mm-hmm. It just looks like in the long run that would be something that would check out. You might just want to look at it.
Is it 1335?
1335 Y Highway. It's across from the scenic lookout, right?
Oh, okay.
And it's where you've extended it, the road just a little bit, but it's just inside there just a little bit, and it's just a bit where the old pavement is showing you.
Okay.
All
right.
Can I ask one thing on that roundabout?
Yes.
At that pre-construction meeting, we were going to try to sell or use our fill to cut the cost down.
I've been told that they are planning on using some fill, but I don't know how much. I spoke with Road and Bridge, and they're going to be at the meeting on Wednesday, and hopefully they're going to bring their numbers of available product with them, and hopefully the contractor will have a little better idea of how much he needs.
Thank you.
He's going to gain some fill from, obviously, like I said, from demoing those slabs, plus probably the approaches to the old bridge. Those will probably, be removed some too. So I don't know if he's just not, done some calculations yet or what, but anyway. He knows how much he needs. It's just a matter of where it's going to come from. So. So hopefully we'll get some of that tied down on Wednesday also. As far as MoDOT business goes, we are hosting the commission in July, their next meeting, which is July 11th. That'll be at 10 o'clock at the Oasis Convention Center in Springfield. So.
Is that 10th or 11th that we're committed for the public hearing?
10th.
Yeah.
At 4:30.
But what the biggest issue, or not issue, the biggest business item on their agenda will be the approval of the draft stiff, which is out for review right now. So they'll have that on their agenda for approval. Beyond that, I'm not sure what else is on the agenda, but that's our big annual thing, is approving our 5-year plan, and we update it each year, so that'll be the big thing there. And I think that's about it. That's a big deal for us. We'll be getting ready and making sure everything looks good around the area. We are getting ready to do the 65 rebuild phase 2. We did that last year where we rebuilt parts of 65 that are in Springfield from basically south of Kearney down to Sunshine Street. This year we are working on the area just north of that, so around Kearney and the bridge, actually the 65 bridge over I-44. So starting the 6th of July, we will have the westbound I-44 to southbound 65 ramps closed, because that's the bridge that those all feed over. And so what traffic will have to do is they'll just go down another mile to the Glenstone exit, make a U-turn basically, and come back to 65. So that will be, I think it's about a 2-month project. I'd have to look at there's a website if you want any information. We've got a dedicated spot on our website at modoc.gov for Southwest District. You can sign up if you want notices. I don't know, you guys may have been signed up last year. I think she probably kept that list pretty active. So, but if you need any updates on that, but I think it's going to be a lot less impactful than the one we did last year, because that was kind of a rolling project where we were having to close down different locations on 65, and this will basically be in the same area the whole time. So same traffic control package and same detour, which is pretty simple. So that's the big stuff for right now. You guys got anything?
On the parking, the commuter parking lots, still getting a lot of complaints.
On the one on 86.
Okay. I guess there's just a lot of stuff going on out there still. So I don't know
I mean, it's kind of out of our hands. There's nothing the commission can do, but...
I understand. And I don't, you know, other than law enforcement, I'm not sure what we...
Well, who puts the value on the need for those?
On the need for those? I'll be honest, I don't know. I mean, they're...
Is it just a... Because especially in that area, because it is burned... And I understand why you burned it up. You tried to quasi-hide it to where it couldn't be viewed from neighbors, but at the same time, it's created a... an area that can, stuff can happen.
Yeah.
And so.
Not as visible as you need to have it to keep down.
To keep down unwanted activity. And so, you know, I made a promise to an individual, so I've tried to drive through there often, and I don't see a lot of cars using it, but the cars I do see, broken glass, how do you put a value on the need and the necessity for a parking? Versus what it attracts, and
I'll be honest, I'm not sure how we make that decision in the first place. Like, you know, when we put in commuter lots, I just have to talk to somebody and find out how they value them, and then we would have to, you know, we'd have to figure out how to. It is a public resource, so I don't know if we would have to have some type of, you know, if we decided that we weren't going to operate it anymore, I don't know how that would work either, because obviously it's there. How you keep anybody out of it without completely removing it, and then that would be another expense. So we talked about, you know, some other type of security measure, but I'm not aware of it. You know, even in our urban areas where we have more crime problems, I don't know that we have any surveillance or any private security or anything like that that patrols our commuter lots. But I will ask some questions because, you know, if it's continuing to be an issue, obviously we need to get it addressed. So.
Well, and obviously the frustration of it being across the highway and moved over to that side. But there's other issues, I guess.
Well, and it was much more visible from the other side, and so apparently that may be the biggest issue. Is just
it was right next to a business. They had a gas station across the street there. That, so yeah, it'd be more visible.
So I don't know if we took the berm down on the street side, if that would help. I don't know. That might be the next step, is to try to make it more visible from the roadway at least. Because I hate to take the berm on the other side, because it was, I mean...
Well, no, that'd probably cause even more issues.
Yeah, I think it would just shift, you know, concerns to other areas. So, but I'll look into it, because I'll just look into the whole issue, you know, what kind of commitment do we have to that facility? And I have a feeling we do have a commitment, so that's probably not the option, but we might be able to look at taking that berm down and see if we can just get more...
It's not as well used as it was on the other side.
And it may be the problem. I mean, people may be concerned about security.
I would leave my car in any community lot, probably.
Yeah. I would have concerns. But yeah, I think
because even the one that was on top of F, I heard there was issues there all the time. Mm-hmm. How is it now that it's been moved on the other side? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to my
That wasn't even, the one on F wasn't an official commuter lot.
No, and the one where we moved it is not either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because we didn't have approval to expand our system. So
well, I mean, the one that it was on wasn't even MoDOT property.
Yeah. Well, the property was ours. The driveway was actually
access
was
property.
Okay.
You can look into that. I'd appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I will. I didn't realize we were still having issues, but that doesn't surprise me, so, unfortunately. We'll look into it. See, I think the next step maybe to try to get some more, to take that berm down and just try to get some more.
Just some visibility in there.
Yeah, some visibility in there. Seems like daylight seems to disinfect a lot of things. All right. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll recess and meet upstairs for executive session 610.021.1 legal, and then we have executive session 0.3 personnel. So we'll be in recess.